before we start the talk, let's cultivate our motivation. And so take a moment and think of the kindness of living beings and how everything we have and everything we know comes through the kindness of others. And really try and let yourself experience that you're a recipient of great kindness in this world.
然后让你心里感觉感受到你是这整个世界无量的慈悲心的你，就是到你自己的身上接受别人的慈悲心，让你心里有这种感觉。
Seeing sentient beings' kindness, have a strong wish to repay that kindness. And knowing that the best way to repay the kindness, the best way to benefit others, is to be able to teach them the Dharma so that they can find their way out of samsara.
So, 就是教他们学佛，让他们能找出找方法解脱痛苦，离苦得乐。
And so for those reasons, generate the bodhicitta, the determination to become a fully awakened Buddha, so that we have the compassion, power,and wisdom to benefit living beings most effectively.
So, we see that these different reasons, our mind can express a very determined wish to become a Buddha, so that we can really use compassion, kindness, and wisdom to benefit all beings.
And so make that your motivation for being here, for us being together this afternoon. Slowly open your eyes and come out of your meditation. So, how many of you, when you first wake up in the morning, generate the bodhicitta motivation for what you do in your life that day? No one?
没有人啊。
No one?
真的吗？没人啊。
Don't be shy. This is something you should definitely raise your hand about if you do.
不要害羞。这个如果你真的每天早上有这么想，应该要举手。
Okay. Well, not okay.
不好，不 okay.
It's very important since we follow the Bodhisattva vehicle in the Mahayana tradition that we constantly, repeatedly generate the bodhicitta motivation.
因为我们是修持大乘的修行者，然后也是要修学菩萨道。我们这是非常重要的，我们应该不断的在那里发心。
Yeah, because it's the motivation to become a Buddha in order to benefit others most effectively. That motivation is what makes everything we do worthwhile.
就是因为我们的动机是我们要成佛的那种愿力，才使我们所有的行为变成非常的有益。
And that motivation, it ensures that what we do becomes a dharma activity.
有了这种愿力，我们的行为才变成佛在就是佛法的行为。
Because in the morning, when the bell rings and the drum plays, if we just roll over in bed and go, oh, okay, I guess I better get up. Oh, I can have a cup of hot tea. That's really nice. That'll get me out of bed. If we just have that kind of motivation for getting out of bed in the morning, we're no different than, you know, anybody else on this planet.
所以如果早上打板啊，还是听到打鼓的声音，我们就是在那里赖床啊，想哎，糟了，又要起来了。然后在想，可能我可以喝一杯茶，喝了茶会提神。那我们的想法其实跟其他的凡夫都没有什么不同。
And if our motivation all day is, okay, I want to make everything exactly how I want it to be and get rid of all those people I don't like, then how is that different from people who don't practice Dharma? How is that different from animals?
那如果我们每天的动机就是想，哦，我要所有的事物完全由我心里的就是随我的心里的想法这样安排，然后所有我不喜欢的人请远离我，那我们其实跟其他没有修佛法的人有什么不同呢？其实跟动物也没有什么不同。
It's true, isn't it?
不是吗？
Yeah. My very first Dharma class that I took, my teacher talked about this.
对，我第一次上课学佛的时候，我的上司就谈到这一点。
And he said, if you just live your life to help your friends and harm your enemies, then you know, that's what the dogs do too.
所以那时候我的上司说，如果你的生活的目标就是要利益你的朋友，然后排斥你的敌人，其实跟狗也是没有什么不同。
If you feed a dog, they wag their tail. They're so friendly. They like you.
如果你喂一只狗的时候，它就开始很开心啊，就变成你的朋友，很喜欢你。
Yeah, but when dogs see people they don't know, then.
但是当狗看到他们不喜欢的人还是陌生人，他们也是对他们这样尖叫。
So we kind of do the same, don't we? Yeah, people are nice, they give us food, they speak nicely to us, they call us Sifu. Oh, we love those people.
我们也是像也是一样嘛，对吗？人家给我们食物吃，对我们好，说我们的好话，我们心里就很开心，叫我们师父，哦，就觉得很快乐。
But somebody else who scolds us,Oh, you just mopped the kitchen floor. It's still dirty. What are you doing? Oh, whoa, get that person away.
但是 别人在骂我们，指责我们说，哎，你到底有没有抹地呢？好像抹了都抹不干净，我们心里就很讨厌他。
Ah, just like the dogs, isn't it?
就跟狗一样，不是吗？
So we have to do something to make our lives better than dogs' lives, and make our minds better than dogs' minds.
所以我们真的是要非常的努力，把我们的心变成比狗的心有不同，把我们的生活变成比狗的生活有意义。
Otherwise, we wear these robes, but you know, the only thing that's changed is our clothes and our hair. But inside, I want what I want when I want it.
但是所以我们现在穿了僧袍啊，穿了三衣的。如果我们心里内心没有改变，那其实只是剃了光头，穿这个外面的衣服，没有什么改变。如果心里一直还是在想，我什么都要，大家要随从我的想法，这样就其实就是没有转变我们的心。
Yeah, isn't that true?
不是吗？
Yeah. Every day, let's just make everything the way I want it.
我们每天就是心里想，我要安排所有的事物，就是要随我的心里的想法，这样就好。
Yeah. But at the same time, we have to look like we're being kind. But inside, the motivation is, I just want to arrange it so it's the way I want it.
对，但是我们外表上还是要看起来很慈悲，但是心里还是，其实我们的动机是想，我只是要控制我的环境就是了。
Do it that way? I know how to do that very well.
Yeah. 你们会这样想吗？其实我心里，师父说，我心里非常，我是专业，我会很会这么想。
Yeah. Oh, I know very well how to be a phony.
我是非常了解怎么做伪君子。
Yeah. You look like a Dharma practitioner. Oh, my God, my God. But inside, it's like, I don't like that other nun, and that lay person drives me crazy, and my teacher scolds me.
Ooh. 但是内心里是外表这样，但是内心里就在那边想，我不喜欢那另外一位。哎呀，那位居士真的是把我闹得好烦，还有我的师父整天骂我。
Do your teacher scold you?
你的师父有骂你们吗？
What? Yeah. Then you should be very happy you get scolded. That means your teacher cares about you.
所以大家有被骂，应该要随喜。因为那代表是师父对你们有爱心慈心。
She cares enough that, and she wants you to improve and become Buddha, that she has to point things out to you.
是因为她关怀大家，还要大家成佛，她才需要指点啊，找出大家的错误。
Have you ever noticed that when you were a lay person, when you come to the temple, the teacher is so nice to you? Oh yeah.And then when you are ordained, she scolds.
各位大家是不是有没有留意到说，当你们还没有出家之前呢，是居士的时候来到道场，哎，师父好像对大家很好，哎，你好，你好等等。但是出家了之后，好像完全转变，一直在骂你。会不会这样？
Yeah, lay people, you're so lucky. The teacher's so nice to you.
居士朋友，你们应该随时说了，师父对你们是很好。
But actually, we're the lucky ones when she scolds us, yeah? Because she really cares enough and wants to help us.
但是其实我们身为僧众，我们才是真正的幸福，因为师父骂我们是幸福，因为这是代表师父的关怀，还有我们进展才会骂大家。
But often we don't appreciate that at all.
但是通常我们都不会珍惜到师父的这种关怀。
Yeah. I say this is the same way at our temple. Yeah, you can ask her. Yeah. When our teacher scolds us, we go, oh, she's blaming me, and it was this other nun's fault. Just like when we were little kids, you know, oh, mommy and daddy, you're bad at me, but it was my brother's fault.
Yeah.
So same thing, we do it with our Dharma teacher. Yeah. Oh, she doesn't appreciate me. I work so hard. I'm the best nun in this community. And all she does is scold me. She doesn't appreciate how wonderful I am. She should be so happy to have me in her temple.
我们的对师父的心态也是一样，心里就想，哎呀，我为我们的僧团这么卖力，师父就完全都没有珍惜到我，我是他最好的弟子，这整个僧团最好的弟子，没有人看得到我，是吗？
Yeah, I'm so good. Yeah, I have such pure mind, so much kindness in me, and the other people in the temple don't appreciate it.
我的心里是多么的纯真，多么的慈悲，但是就是其他人没有看到我，不珍惜我。
I think it's very good to admit where we're at and what we're like.
其实我们可以这样承认我们的羞耻到什么地步啊，其实是很好的一件事情。Yeah,
because so many of us in America, we could say phony baloney. I'm sure there's no such sound in Chinese, is there?
在美国他们说，当我们说一个很虚伪的时候，就说他们是 phony baloney. 不知道中文有没有。
Yeah. Yeah. But it just means like we look good on the outside, but not on the inside.
Okay.
So if you find that you're like that, you know, if you're honest enough to accept that, then one way to remedy it is to start generating our bodhicitta motivation in the morning.
Yeah.
And so when you first wake up in the morning, before you even get out of bed, you know, to think, okay, what's the most important thing I have to do today? And the most important thing is not whatever job we have in the monastery. The most important thing to do every day is not to harm anybody by our body, by our speech, or by our mind. Yeah. It sounds easy, it's actually very difficult. Yeah. Yesterday we were in the flight, you know, coming over from the US here. So in the flight you just sit there, you don't talk. But my mind was generating a lot of negativity. Yeah. The man sitting next to me, he drank four cans of beer.
坐在我旁边的那位男士，他喝了四罐啤酒。
Yeah, four cans. cans, I'm sure it's not good for him.
4罐啤酒一定是对身体很不好。
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking, you shouldn't drink 4 cans of beer, and maybe I should tell you that it's bad for your health.
就我一直在那里开始批评他说，哎，你不应该这样做，不应该喝4瓶啤酒，可能我应该开始告诉你，这对你身体会多么恶劣。
So you see negativity by mind.
对，你看，我的心里就开始打妄想。Yeah,
if I had compassion, I would have thought, wow, this poor person, he thinks that drinking beer is going to make him happy. That's really sad. I wish him well.
那如果我有发慈心的话，可能我就会想，哎呀，这个人他的就是错误的想法是多么的深，以为他喝啤酒会使他开心，真的是值得我们发慈悲心的，真的是好可怜。So
that was the person here. Then the person sitting on this side, yeah, I thought, he's watching all those violent movies. You know, those horrible violent movies they show on the flights, you know? And he's even holding his baby and exposing his baby to all those violent scenes. And I thought, oh, that's not what a good father does.
然后还抱着婴儿，让他的婴儿这样吸收到那种暴力的情面。我心里就想，你这个父亲真的是做得很差。So
you see, every direction I looked, I had some criticism for the people around me, even though mouth is closed and just sitting there.
所以我看左边、右边等等，所有的方向都是有什么批评的想法。
But then the flight attendant, he came by, and when he gave me things, he always said, here you go, venerable. And said, oh, he recognizes I'm a venerable. I like him.
那是那个空少每次来的时候就对我很好，一直说，哎，师傅你好。我心里想，哎，他认得我是师傅，我就喜欢他。
You see? My mind not in a good shape.
你看，就看自己的心，就看得到，哎，真的没有什么修得不好。Yeah,
so that's why it's important. Every morning, think, you know, I'm not going to harm anybody, physically, verbally, or even by my thoughts, by being very critical and judgmental of them.
那就看得出，其实每天早上这样发心，讲我身口意都不要去伤害到任何人。
Yeah. But instead, second most important thing, I'm going to benefit people as much as I can today.
反而第二个最重要的事情呢，是就是说今天我要尽量利益别人。
Okay. So we can do that with our body, helping somebody who needs help.
我们用身体可以利益别人，帮助那些需要帮助的人。Yeah,
one of you, I forget who, last night, our 50-pound suitcase carried it all the way up the stairs. That's big help, heavy help.
他是不是说非常感谢昨天晚上有一团的人，你们师傅全部一起出来帮我们提行李，这么重，全部提上去，谢谢，就是这样协助大家，谢谢。Yeah.
And then helping people verbally by encouraging them, by praising them. Okay, by giving them good advice. Okay. And then especially helping them through our thoughts, through really trying to generate compassionate thoughts about everybody. So, you know, the man here who's drinking too much beer, the man here who's watching violent movies with his baby, to think, wow, these people don't have the fortune of knowing the Dharma. They don't understand what to practice and what to avoid to have a happy life. And so you know, I have compassion for them, and may later in this life or in future lives, may I be able to teach them the Dharma.
对，在飞机上坐在我左边那位男士喝他又啤酒的男士，还有坐在右边看报应里的行为的电影的男士，其实我心里可以想，哎，他们这一生没有机会接触到佛法，其实都就是很可怜，就是没有机会了解到底是怎么制造一个快乐的生活，所以可能今生我没有机会利益他们，但是希望来世有机会跟他们讲法，教他们怎么找到真正的快乐。
So it's just a thought, you know, it doesn't take enormous physical effort to think differently, but we so often forget to, to change our thoughts.
那这只是我们在思维上的一种转念的那种，不是说需要我们身体发出很大的力量，但是我们时常就是忘记说我们可以这样转我们的思念。
So that's one of the reasons we generate the motivation first thing in the morning and also throughout the day.
对，因为这样我们就由这个原因，我们就每天早上一起来就开始第一件事发菩提心，然后我们一整天一直在忙着干事的时候，也是一直要提醒自己这样发菩提心。
And then the third very important thing to do in our motivation each morning is to generate bodhicitta, to consciously think the purpose of my life is to become a Buddha so that I can be of the most effective benefit in the long term to each and every living being.
那第三件早上起来最重要的事就是这，要，就是很刻意的去发菩提心，在那里想我生我的生命的目标，我的长远的目标是要成佛，因为我这样做才可以真正的利益到所有的众生。And
some days we may be in a bad mood and we may not really feel like benefiting anybody.
那有时那天就是心情不好，心里真的是很不愉快，就完全就不想利益别人。
You ever in a bad mood like that?
你心里会这么想吗？ Yeah. 偶尔会不会这样，脾气不好？
Yeah. Where you think, I don't want to benefit anybody. They're mean. I want them to benefit me.
我们脾气不好就心里想，我真的不想利益别人，他们对我太坏了。我是他，他们应该利益我。
So, you know, when we're in those bad kind of moods, then it's very helpful to contemplate bodhicitta, you know, and to think, because when we're in a bad mood, we're so unhappy. When we think about repaying the kindness of others and becoming Buddhas to benefit them, then our mind becomes very happy.
我们可以想为什么我们要去回报众生的恩，这样我们心里就会开始开放，比较快乐。
So if we really, you know, take care, bodhicitta completely gets rid of our bad moods.
对，当我们有开始发菩提心的时候，我们的脾气就不会那么坏。Better
than antidepressants.
比吃药还有效。
So then the question is, how do we generate bodhicitta?
对，我们就要开始问自己，我们到底应该是怎么修，怎么发菩提心呢？
Yeah, because we may say by our mouth, I want to benefit all living beings and lead them all to enlightenment. But inside, we may not actually feel that.
因为我们口头上可以说，哦，我要利益所有的众生，带他们成佛。但是我们在心里可能其实没有这种思念，还是这种感觉。Okay.
So we have to actively train our mind in the series of meditations that culminate in the bodhicitta.
就我们要主动的去修心。 然后是由不同的法门，这样有层次的修心法来发菩提心。
Okay. So in the Tibetan tradition, there's two methods. Yeah, they both come from India to cultivate bodhicitta.
所以在藏传有两种啊修心法，就是修菩提心的法门，都是来自印度的修心法。
Okay. One of them, it comes through Kamala Shila. He was a great Indian sage. And he talked about the method, it's called the 7-point cause and effect method.
所以第一种修行法是由印度的无着菩萨所流传下来的，是叫七因果之门修行法。
And then the second method was called equalizing and exchanging self from others, and it came from Nagarjuna and then through Shantideva.
那另一种修心法叫自他平等相换修心法，那是从龙树菩萨跟吉天菩萨所流传下来的法门。
Okay. And before you even engage in either of those methods, there's one method, one meditation that's quite important, and it's called equanimity, generating equanimity.
那在修这两种法门之前，更重要的是要打好一种修平等心的基础。
Okay, and so here, what equanimity means is training our mind to have equal care and concern about each and every living being.
对，这里平等心的意思就是我们要修我们的心态，对所有的众生有平等的关怀。
Okay, because right now most of us, we don't have equal care and concern for everybody.
因为现在我们大家都其实对，就是没有这种对待别人的平等心。
We care about certain people more than we care about others.
我们关怀一些人比关怀其他人更多。
Okay, and we get attached to our friends and our relatives.
我们对我们的朋友跟亲戚都起贪爱。
We get angry at the people who disturb us or who threaten us or criticize us.
那些扰乱我们、威胁我们、批评我们的人，我们就开始。
And everybody else on the planet, we don't basically care much about.
那整个世界其他人，我们就对他们漠然。
Okay, so we're very partial, very partial.
就看得出我们起了很多分别心。
Yeah, what do you think?
你们觉得怎么样
？Like that?
你们会这样吗
？Yeah. So with a mind that says, oh, somebody I care about, I'm so happy. And, ooh, somebody who's such a jerk, I'm unhappy. And everybody else, with that kind of attitude, how are we going to generate bodhicitta that wants to lead everybody to awakening? We can't.
就那我们有这种分别的心态，心里想，哦，我这么喜欢这个关怀我的人，哦，这个人真的好讨厌他。然后其他人，我真的是不要对他们什么心理都不要去管他。有这种心态的时候，我们就很难发菩提心。
Okay, so it's very interesting. It's a very good analytical meditation to ask ourselves some questions and then just.To look and see how our mind works.
那这变成很有趣的一种分析性的观想的法门。我们可以问自己一些问题，就看自己心里到底有什么答案回来。
Okay. So why am I attached to my friends and relatives?
所以先问自己，为什么我对我的朋友跟亲戚这么执着呢？
How come I don't want to be separated from them? How come I consider them so much better than other people?
为什么我不喜欢离开他们？为什么我会觉得他们比其他人好？
Okay. Second question is, why do I have so much anger and hostility and resentment against people who interfere with my happiness.
那第二个问题就是问自己，为什么我对那些干扰到我的快乐的人起这么多嗔恚？为什么这么讨厌他们？为什么这么排斥他们？
And third question is, why don't I care about the lives of all the other living beings that I don't know?
那第三个问题，那些我不认识的其他众生，为什么我就对他们完全不关怀、不关心他们的生活呢？
You have any ideas about answers for those questions?
你们心里有什么答案？
But why do we prefer the people close to us? Why do we think that they're so good? Why do we think they're so good?
Because of our feelings towards them. 有感情.
But why do we have those feelings towards them?
为什么对他们有感情? Because they make us feel good.
Okay, now you got it. Okay, they make us feel good. They benefit us in some way.
They make us feel good, and then we, as a result, we don't follow the Dharma.
Yeah.
If they get us to follow the Dharma, then they may do it, they tell us things or teach us things that don't make us feel good.
Yeah. So how come we don't like all those other people? You know.
那回到第二个问题，那为什么我们不喜欢其他人？为什么我们会不喜欢对我们有没有利益的人？
Yeah, they don't benefit us at all. So this group of people, they praise me, they give me presents, they encourage me when I'm unhappy, they do things that make my life better. So that means from their side, they are wonderful people, and my attachment to them is justified. That's what we think.
所以第一组人，他们对我好啊，赞叹我，给我礼物啊，我们就觉得是从他们那里，他们就是好人，我们就从中就开始对他们有执着，有贪爱。
This other group of people, they criticize me, they blame me for things I didn't do, they take my things, they make so many problems. Yeah. So from their side, they are awful people. So of course, my antipathy towards them is justified.
那第二组人呢,
this is what we think.
偷我的东西, 对我不好, 批评我, 就是从他们那里一定是坏, 我们就是这样想，那我们对他们的称谓就一定是合理的，这是我们的想法。Then
all these other people, you know, are living beings throughout the world, people in Africa, in Europe, in Russia, Australia, all the fish under the sea, all the bugs and grasshoppers. Unless they come in contact with me and help me or harm me, I don't care about them.
那事实上所有其他的众生啊，好像住在澳洲啊、欧洲、俄罗斯、非洲的人啊，还是在海底的鱼、昆虫等等，如果他们没有接触到我、没有利益到我、没有伤害到我，那我。 不需要去关怀，还是想到他们。
So you see, we're very biased.
所以其实我们的心是非常的偏爱。
And we think our bias and our prejudice is justified because the people out there from their own side are either really good or really bad or just kind of in the middle.
然后我们心里的偏心和偏爱是非常的强，然后我们就是因为我们以为那些人就是好，是从他们那里的那边他们是好，然后另外一种是坏的，然后其他人就可以对他们漠然。Yeah.
But if we really look, what's the criteria? You know, for me thinking these people are good and these people are bad, you know, for my attachment and my anger and my apathy. What's the real criteria for my judging people like this?
但我们，但是如果我们看我们的内心想，我们真正的标准是怎么分组？我们是用什么标准来分这些是好人坏人，然后对这组人漠然呢？是我们是用什么标准来把他们分成不同的组？
It's all based on how they treat me, isn't it?
就是完全看他们怎么对待我，不是吗？
Yeah. If they're nice to me, they are wonderful people.
如果他们对我好，他们就是非常好的人。
And if they're awful to me, they are disgusting.
他们对我坏，他们就是非常恶心的人。Yeah.
And so we think that our perceptions of other living beings are correct.
我们就一直以为我们看其他众生的那些观点是正确的。But
if our perceptions of others were actually objective, then how come the people we think are so wonderful, other people think are really terrible people?
但是如果我们的观点，如果真的是实际和主观的，那我们为什么我们喜欢的人，其他人看起来会把他们觉得是敌人呢？And
how come the people we think are awful, other people think are wonderful?
那为什么我们所觉得是很恶劣的人，其他人会觉得他们是很好的人呢？If
our opinions were just objective reality, we shouldn't have these differences. Everybody should see people the same way.
如果我们的观点是客观的，对吗？客观的，那其他人就应该跟我们一样的想法。Okay,
but we don't, because each of us is judging everybody through the veil, through the screen of me.
但是这不是真实的想法，对吗？因为我们所对整个世界，我们怎么批评人，就是完全是由我们个人的观点这样看，就是由我们好像一个荧幕，由我们这样个人的观点这样看整个世界所有的人和事物。Yeah,
if people are kind to me, if they show their good qualities to me, they're good people. If they show those same good qualities to somebody who I don't like, then they're bad people.
如果人家对我们发善心，给我们表现出他的美好的品德，我们就觉得他是好人。但是如果他们对我们的敌人做慈悲的，还是发他们的善心，帮我们的敌人，就觉得哦，他们是坏人。
But somebody who's very rude, very critical, if they're rude and critical towards me, then I don't like them at all. They're horrible people. But if they also dislike the same people I dislike, then they're smart.
但是如果有人他对我非常没有礼貌啊，批评我等等，我就觉得他非常讨厌。但是如果他跟我站在同一边，讨厌同样的人，他们就是很聪明。Yeah.
So you see, everything is based on how people affect me, because I happen to be the center of the universe.
所以我们的想法就一直在围绕着其他人怎么对待着我，因为我是整个宇宙的中心。
So if they're nice to me, such wonderful people. If they're bad to me, ugh. You know? It's all based on me. Yeah. Not very objective, is it? Yeah. Quite prejudice and bias. So, you know, we have to be aware of this and be aware of how our way of thinking, our way of categorizing people into friend, enemy, and stranger is based on how they relate to me, that whole thing is completely irrational. And when we see something's irrational, you know, then we have to have a little discussion with our own mind and, you know, correct our way of thinking. So we do this in a kind of meditation called analytic meditation, because we're thinking and we're analyzing, you know, this. And so sometimes when we're thinking about it, we have to say to ourselves, boy, the way I'm thinking is doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I need to change the way I'm thinking. Yeah, and so then we bring up two mental factors, mindfulness and what we call introspective alertness, and those two will help us change what we're thinking. The Sanskrit term is samprajana. Yeah. It's a mental factor that observes the mind, that monitors what's going on in our mind. Mindfulness and introspective awareness often come as a pair, because they help us keep our ethical conduct, they help us generate concentration. So that's a mental factor that monitors the mind. What am I thinking? You know, is what I'm thinking logical? Am I getting angry? You know, it's just checking what's the state of our mind.
So this is
And so if introspective awareness finds out that, gee, I'm have a lot of bias towards others, and I'm, you know, favoring these people because they're nice to me, and I want to harm these people because they're mean to me, then that mental factor alerts us that, oh, there's a problem here.
就是如果我们有那个正知会察觉到，哦，我对这组人，因为他们对我好，我对他们偏爱；那这组人，因为他们对我不好，我就开始讨厌他们。就由我们的正知会提议，提醒我们，哦，心里开始出问题了。Okay.
And then we know, okay, you know, to remedy that, I have to be more mindful of the way that I should actually see the relationship with other living things.
那有政治这样提醒我们，我们就开始会想到要发正念，要比较观察我们对别人的一些关系，我们是怎么想，我们对其他人的关系，要开始调和我们的心。So
instead of judging people according how they relate to me, thinking I'm the center of the universe, instead of that,
所以我们就要改换我们怎么想，还是对别人的想法，就不要一直是说围绕着他们对待我的那种态度。And
I need to instead look at everybody and see everybody wants happiness, everybody wants to be free of suffering equally.
反而我们看待众生应该想，他们跟我一样。 就是只要快乐，不要痛苦，然后所有人都是有这种想法。So
in that deeper way, you know, what's really in everybody's hearts, if I look beyond superficially and look into everybody's hearts, we're exactly the same. We all want to be happy and don't want to suffer.
如果我们能看透外表上的不同，其实我们看得到所有的众生内心的心愿都是一样的。
So it doesn't matter whether we're animals or insects or human beings or what political party we belong to or what religion we are, everybody's equal in that respect. Wanting happiness, not suffering.
其实我们都是平等的，因为我们心里都是只要快乐，不要痛苦。And
so then to practice looking at everybody, you know, and thinking that about every person that we see.
所以我们可以开始休息，说每天看待不同的人，就由这种心态来对待他们，看待他们，说其实他们心里只是要快乐，不要痛苦。So
I give a lot of examples with airplanes because I travel a lot. But this is a very good kind of meditation or reflection to do when you're in airports or train stations or any place where there's a lot of people, you know, in your temple when you have a lot of people coming.
但是其实这种观想还是修心的法门，其实我们在所有很热闹的公共场所都可以运用到，就是看待每个人一直在那里想，他只是要快乐，不是痛苦。Yeah,
it's very good to do in traffic jams. I know there's a lot of those in Taipei.
所以当很多人来到你们的道场，也可以这样看待大众，然后特别是在塞车的时候，你可以这样想。
Yeah, you're sitting in the car, like it's a parking lot, but it's a highway. Yeah, we have this in the States too. Yeah. Then instead of getting irritated, you know, to look and like, everybody who's sitting here just wants to be happy and not suffer. You know, we're all equal in that regard.
So,
So in that way, I can't judge people and be attached to some group and have aversion to others.
那因为这样大家都是平等的嘛，我就不可以一直这样批评人，觉得一些人值得我去执着，值得我去爱他们，然后其他人我就不要去管他们。
So we train our mind, actively train our mind, to see everybody equal, but and to have an open-hearted concern with them.
因为我们是很刻意的这样去修我们的想法，去有开始对所有的人、所有的众生有这种平等的关怀、平等的爱心。
And so if we can do that, then everywhere we go, every person we see seems pleasant and kind to us and friendly.
那如果我们能做得到的话，那我们所有遇到的人、接触的人都会对我们，我们心里就会觉得他们是善良的、友善的。Okay,
so it really changes how we feel and how we relate to others.
那这样就会转变我们心里的感受，我们对其他人跟他们的接触，还有我们的关系。So
it's a very important step, and it's the foundation on which we're going to build bodhicitta.
所以我们要修菩提心的基础，其实就是这种平等心，这个非常重要的一个阶段。要修平等心，才可以开始修菩提心。But
without this feeling of equanimity, bodhicitta is not going to come. Without bodhicitta, we're not going to be bodhisattvas. We're not going to attain full awakening. And so it's one thing for us to praise the great bodhisattvas. But just praising the great bodhisattvas is not going to get us to awakening.
所以我们虽然心里可以赞叹啊，仰慕大菩萨，但是我们赞叹大菩萨不是会使我们成佛。Yeah,
because we have to transform our own minds so our minds become like the minds of the bodhisattvas.
最重要是要调伏我们自己的心，要转变我们的心，变成像菩萨的心。
Yeah, and that doesn't help just by saying Kuan Yin, you're so wonderful, and Samantabhadra, you're great. You know, that inspires us, but it doesn't transform our own mind.
那我们心里讲还是口头上讲哦，观音你真好，啊，普贤菩萨真棒，但是这样其实没有说会转，使我们自己的心转变。
So the Dalai Lama, who's one of my teachers, talks about this a lot.
对，我的上司达赖喇嘛就时常谈到这一点。
Yeah, and he says, "Oh, you can pray all you want, but if you then go and create troubles for other living beings, your prayers are you're acting the opposite to your prayers."
所以我们，你可以，达赖喇嘛就直接这么说：如果你一直在那里祈祷啊、祈愿，但是你反而出一离开佛堂，就给其他人造很多烦恼，那你要祈祷还是祈愿是没有效果的。And
he says, sometimes the Buddha must get really tired of people praying to him. Yeah, saying, Buddha, there's environmental destruction now. You know, the climate change is really dreadful. It's having such an adverse effect on the world. Please, Buddha, make the climate change stop.
Yeah. So, 可能佛陀也是会觉得很开始会累啊，因为很多人就是在那里祈祷，哎呀，佛陀佛陀，我们的那个整个环境被糟蹋了，请你帮忙阻止环境被糟蹋，阻止我们的那个气候转变。So
Buddha, if we pray like that to Buddha, Buddha's gonna say, but you human beings created the problem, so you're the ones who have to fix it.
如果我们整天这样对佛陀这样祈愿的话，其实佛陀会回应说，其实是这种问题是你们人所制造的嘛，这应该是由你们自己去解决这个问题。
Buddha is going to say, you expect to be able to do whatever you want, and then you want me to fix it for you?
我可以说，你们要这样为所欲为，然后以为我会把所有的事情给整理好，是吗？No,
but it always comes back and says, you know, we have to change, we have to act.
我每次是回应说，我们自己要努力调服我们的心，要自己要改变，自己要行动。
True, isn't it?
不是吗?
Sometimes our prayers we pray, you know, may I be well and happy, may my family be well and happy, yeah, may I be rich, may all these good things happen to me. But we don't create the karmic causes for them to happen.
家人安乐，让我有钱，让我富有，让我快乐。但是我们反而在行为上没有制造那种因，当然就是没有享受到他的果。Buddha,
may I always have good health, but then I don't eat healthy food.
Yeah.我们在祈愿说，佛陀让我一直身体健康，但是我们在吃方面反而吃得很不健康。And
I don't purify my negative karma from previous lives, which could ripen in my having bad health.
我们也没有忏悔，没有清净我们以前所造的恶业，所以我们因为以前有造恶业，才会有身体上有出问题。Yeah.
Buddha, please, may I always have good health.
但是我们在那里祈愿说，佛陀让我一直永生有好的健康，永生健康。Yeah,
really, we're not very fair to the Buddha, are we?
这样是对佛陀很不公平，不是吗？
Okay, so what I'd like to do now is open it, and maybe you have some questions or comments.
所以讲到这个阶段，我现在要开放给大家发问，还是你有心里有想说的什么话，也可以提出来。
Yeah, so please feel free to ask whatever you like.
对，请大家觉得放松自在，你要问什么都可以问。
要学那一档，不知道到不是那么容易。一般，但是我上大部分都会趋向于这个我，因为众生就是因为这个我，也因为这个我来修行啊。但是如果在佛法来说一年两年的时候是很平静的，但是三年四年以后慢慢的他们就麻痹了。所以你说现在要记住这个我。
She's thinking her head about how difficult it is to get rid of the self-centered thought. Because, you know, it's one thing to say we want to engage in the Bodhisattva path, but it's very challenging to do so. Mm-hmm. And she sees that many practitioners for the first or second year, you're very enthusiastic. But it's because of self-concern that we come to the Dharma, mm-hmm. right? And then you practice very well for 1 or 2 years, and then by the third or fourth year, you have become paralyzed and numb.
And then you practice well, so she's just shaking her head because she's agreeing how difficult it is to get rid of the self-centered thought.
So she's saying, yes, all the things that you brought up today are often what spiritual practitioners will encounter. These are the difficulties we encounter. And she often tells them about it too. And she's hoping that what you have taught will have an effect.
表达无语。表达无语。每一点都表达到。
She felt that you've touched on many points. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think you've covered everything thoroughly.
看起来其实这些问题如果在修法上应该算是琐碎的，但是因为我们就是在这个琐碎的当下略掉了，所以我们会变成不在意，那无形中这个菩提心就会失去。是这样。So
these seem like small matters in our practice, but because it seems like small matters, we neglect them, and then over time we lose our bodhicitta motivation.
Yeah. 因为每一个人的这个 习气已经养了几十年了，习惯了，习以为常了。所以你说事实的，他们都有那种警觉心啊，真的是要有很大的功夫，要有很大的功夫啊。
所以保持正面。So she's saying that because we have practiced these habits for so long, and we're just so accustomed to them, so it takes tremendous effort to develop right mindfulness.
平常你说端端正正的，境界一来了，那个现出打出原形出来了。
She's agreeing with what you said at the beginning. You know, they look so, we look so proper at first, and then the moment you enter the monastery, your true colors emerge.
不过这个生产一个好处不打掉。
So far, one good thing about this community is nobody has fought. haven't gone fist to fist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, women don't usually do that, but we fight with our mouth.
他说，女众通常是不用手打架，但是恶口。
这是确实的。
That is true.
不过，老实讲，在我们这个生活里面，算是一个蛮单纯的。大家的这种善心念还已足够了。遇到每一个真的有事情的时候，大家会集中力量，马上去帮。
As she's saying that in their community, people have a very good motivation. It's still very pure. And anytime anyone gets into trouble or difficulty, the rest of the community will pull together to support that person.
尤其出了大问题的时候，大家那种见义勇为的心态，一副英雄气概 ，OK。
So especially when people are in serious difficulties, the response is heroic. Everybody will really come forward to help.
会化身大力金刚菩萨，都会化身为大力金刚菩萨。
People will manifest as great bodhisattvas to come forward and help.
这就是我们这个生团的开始。
So that's the best thing about this community.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
不过我们这个生团很多方式跟贵宝刹有很多雷同。
贵宝刹，
你的道场，
she's saying that there are many similarities between their community and ours.
会不会用手机？
Because we can't use cell phones.
会不会喝咖啡？
We can't drink coffee.
他们都偷渡。
She said it's too convenient here in Taipei to go out and get a coffee. She said that the lay people are being kind, they will smuggle coffee in. Especially the lay people at the back. They feel that the poor monastics, so they'll smuggle the coffee in to help them. We're too rural, so we can't do that.
不过其实咖啡对一个修道者不是好事。那个心安念上会比较差。
But she agrees with you that coffee is not good for a practitioner. It's just difficult to calm the mind.
因为它本身就定有那个兴奋的作用嘛。
Because it creates excitement.
但我们希望修的是禅定嘛，希望是涅槃寂静嘛。那你再这样拉扯，一个跳起来，一个压下去，那很难成就。
Because of our goal to attain jhana or to attain nirvana, then when our mind is disturbed and has ups and downs, and you have to suppress and control it, then it's not helpful to drink coffee.
所以我常常就这样碎碎的念。
So she keeps nagging them from time to time like this. She nags them from time to time like this to stop drinking coffee.
还有各位是有什么可以问的啊？你们有什么难题可以问问法师啊？
She's encouraging to ask questions.
This is really your chance to ask questions. If you think, oh, I don't want to ask a question because everybody will look at me, or maybe my question's dumb and they're going to judge me. If you think like that, that's just the self-centered thought again.
还是在我自我心的想法。
We have to be brave and ask questions.
要勇敢地发问。
快讲啊！你讲很多话，今天都没话。平常说的，你说今天怎么时间那么少？嗯，说说啊。我们在这边讲话。
If you don't ask me questions, I will ask you questions, and then you have to answer.
你们不发问，那就由我发问。那你们一定要回复，要回复。自由师父就要发问。
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. Okay. So, how do you generate compassion? How do you train your mind to generate compassion for others?
师父就问您是用什么方式发慈悲心？你们是用什么法门来发慈悲心
？Okay, if nobody volunteers, I'm going to point somebody at random.
如果没有人举手，我就会指点人家不。
Okay, who looks like it? Somebody going to volunteer?
有人要勇敢的举手吗？
Okay, she's looking down. She looks like a good one.
Yeah.
She was looking down like, don't ask me. So, of course, I ask. So please answer the question. I'm going to see Venerable Heng Ching soon. I'll tell her. I'm sure she has something intelligent to say.
She's just asking us to repeat the two methods of generating bodhicitta.
Okay. I didn't explain both of them, but the two methods are the seven-point cause and effect instruction and equalizing and exchanging self and others.
对，师父说他刚才没有详细的解释这两个法门，但是那个名称，第一个是七因果之门修心法。七因果，你们叫七心修养。So they have it too, with a different name. 然后另外一个是自他平等相换之门修心法。
So, okay. So then, what are the seven steps?
师父就问你们那个七心修养的七个层次是什么？有人记得吗？他只是要看是不是一样的。这个我们学这个七因果的是 无着菩萨，无着菩萨。
I want to see if it's the same as ours.
They say they have to check it out. So maybe we can go through the steps. They say they have to look it up.
You don't remember it?
Oh, 不记得吗?
How are you going to develop bodhicitta if you don't remember the method?
我不记得那个次第，那怎么是修菩提心?
Yeah? Okay.
我们列出这七点，然后看对比一下，是不是同样的?
Okay. The first is to...see that all sentient beings have been our mother or our father, have been very dear to us.
第一步就是观所有的众生是以前是我们的母亲还是父亲，就跟我们的关系非常的亲近。
Okay, so we've all been each other's parents before.
眷属下。就是看待我们所有的人都是以前都是自己的亲人，对。
Okay, and then the second is to using the example of our present parents, reflect on their kindness, and then remember that all sentient beings, because they've been our parents before, have been kind to us in the same way.
第二步就是由先。观想我们今生的父母对我们的慈心跟悲心，然后用这个例子就开始扩大，想到所有的众生也对我们有一样发同样的慈悲心，一样吗？
一样。If
you 这一起念恩。
If your relationship with your parents is not so good, then use whoever it was who brought you up as a child.
那这一步呢？如果你对自己的父母的关系不是很亲，你也可以想到你小时候所有把你带大的亲人，用他们为那个主要的例子，然后这样扩大，像所有的众生对你是一样的关怀。
Yeah, and so you think.Everybody's been kind to me like that when they've been my parents. Then the third is to want to repay that kindness.
那第三步呢？当我们想到所有的众生都对我们像我们今生的父母有这样的关怀跟慈心跟悲心，我们就开始要报答他们的恩。
And then the fourth is what we call heartwarming love, and that is.Learning to see everybody as lovable, as kind.
那第四步就是这里叫乐意慈啊，就是那种想法是看到所有的众生其实是非常可爱的，我们要开始发心要对他们有那种关怀跟爱心。
And then the fifth one is compassion.
那第五步是悲心。
Okay, the sixth one is called Great Resolve, where, okay, so love wants sentient beings to have happiness in its causes. Compassion wants them to be free of suffering in its causes. And Great Resolve says, I'm going to get involved in bringing that about.
那第六步是叫增上益乐，就是发愿说慈心是要所有的众生得安乐和安乐的因。悲心是要众生离苦跟离苦的因，但是我们就是现在就是发愿说我要本身协助他们离苦得乐。
And then, so those are the six causes. Then the seventh one, bodhicitta, is the result.
所以这前六步都是因，然后第七步就是菩提心的那个果。
Because we think if we want to.Bring about happiness for others and relieve their suffering, then the person best able to do that is a fully awakened Buddha. Yeah, so therefore we have to become fully awakened Buddhas so we can have the capacity and the talent and the resources to be of the greatest benefit.
在这里我们就想到，如果我们真正的要帮众生离苦得乐。
所以能够帮众生这么做的就是佛陀，我们心里就想我也要一样成佛，我才会有这不同的善巧，不同的智能，可以帮助众生。
Okay, so let's go through the seven again. What's the first one?
有师父问我们这样复习一下这七步是什么。第一步是So thinking of all sentient beings as your close ones, your relatives, that they have been your relatives in the past.
Yeah, okay. Second one?
So reflecting on the kindness, especially of your parents.
Okay. Third?
So generating the wish to repay that kindness.
Okay. Fourth?
So rejoicing when you see all sentient beings, having that wish to, of love, wishing to love them and to be kind to them.
Yeah.
Having
heartwarming love. And then fifth?
Generating compassion. Okay.
What's what does compassion mean?
So Sukho and basis is amazing. To be free of suffering, to relieve them from suffering, to relieve them from the afflictions.
Okay, good. And then the sixth?
I'm hearing the Chinese, yeah, it's the great resolve.
Okay, and seven?
And number seven? Bodhicitta.
Okay.
Wishing to become fully awakened.
Yeah. Good. Now remember them. and think about them in your meditation. You know, go through and generate each one of those thoughts in your meditation.
So when we修these 七因果之门修心法，我们就要在我们静坐的时候就可以去想这七点。
Yeah. And if you really put some energy into that, especially reflecting on the kindness we've received and wanting to repay that, and therefore having love and compassion, the more we reflect on that, the more we transform our mind, then the happier we become.
如果我们不断地去思维到我们今生所受到的慈心跟悲心，所有众生所对我们的慈心跟悲心，我们就会开始转变我们的心念，我们的心里会比较快乐。
So now you have some homework.
现在大家有功课要做。
Don't forget, because next time I come, I'm going to quiz you on it.
哦，不要忘记，下次我来，我会考试。If she's made a mistake in the past and she's changed her mind and she's changed and purified it, but other people are still suspicious that she's doing the same thing, how can she work with her own mind to have equanimity?
Okay. To just say, well, that makes sense that they're still suspicious because they don't know from their own experience that I've changed my mind, that I've changed my ways. So I have to just be patient and continue acting in a way that reflects the change in me, and slowly they will come to see it.
So, actually, in reality, they still doubt me. Actually, it's because they
And another way that I find helpful for myself is to say to myself, you know, it serves me right. Because I wasn't very kind to them, so now, of course, it's going to take them a while to trust me. So, I'm being quite self-centered in expecting them to change like that, you know. So my self-centeredness is not so happy. So that's okay, because my self-centeredness is my enemy. Yeah.
然后另外一种想法是不是说给他自己会想，我自己是活该啊，因为以前我对人家恶劣，所以其实他现在他还怀疑我是当然的嘛。所以如果我心里想他好像很短的时间内就可以转变他的心态，是不实际的想法。所以那是我自我中心的想法。所以其实我的自我中心才是我真正的敌人。所以我自我中心现在受苦是不要紧的。So yes, it's normal to be blamed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
我有阴身嘛？我有阴身。
Yes, so she said, fire arises from a cause.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes in those kind of situations, I even tease myself. And I say, oh, I changed, and everybody should realize I'm changed. And they should all stand up and applaud for me because now I've left behind that bad habit. So I kind of make fun of my own self-centeredness in that way.
对，是不是另外一种想法，他会取消他自己的自我中心的想法，说哎呀，现在我已经变了，其实所有的人应该站起来鼓掌嘛，他们应该立刻察觉到我已经变了，他就会这样取消自己的自我中心的想法。
请问哈，给正修菩提心啊，菩萨心的过程里面，怎么看待那个很恶的人？很恶，譬如杀人犯、强盗犯那些人，我们怎么对待这些人？
So as practitioners who are trying to generate bodhicitta, how do we view those who are perceived to be very evil, such as murderers or people who create a lot of harm in society?
Oh, just look at them and go, oh, you're awful.
就要这样对待，就这样看待他们的，哦，你好坏，你好恶心。开玩笑。
No, I'm joking. We realize that these people are confused and they don't know, they don't understand karma. They don't know that their deeds of harming people are actually going to have the effect of harming themselves and bringing negative results on themselves. So they're very ignorant, they don't understand how karma works.
我们要看待这些人，他们是非常的无知，非常的就是心里很多错误的想法，完全就是不了解因果。他们不知道他们这样伤害别人，其实是制造以后他们会受伤害的果。所以这样就看得出他们是非常的无知。从这里就开始有不同，对他们有不同的看法。
So people who are very confused and ignorant and angry like that.Those especially are people we need to have compassion for.
So these 很困惑、很迷惑的人，他们心里非常的无知，很多嗔恚，是非常值得我们修慈悲心的。
So
对待他们。
So Donald Trump is a big object of my cultivating compassion these days.
所以近年来要修持慈悲心，我就一直在观想川普总统。由他做我的对象。
娱乐拔苦了，那怪了。
这个刚才讲的这个慈悲对一个杀人犯的恶人来讲，这个其实是比较客观的，跟我们切身的。假如这个恶人是不是杀人，但是跟你切身的这个问题。
但是另外一个问题是，娱乐吧。 two points to raise. Firstly, everyone said, oh, to a being like Donald Trump, yes, it's very difficult to generate compassion. You can see how we want to respond. And then the other wants to ask further, okay, to a general person like that, you know, who's not affecting you directly in interpersonal relationships, it can be easy to generate compassion. So she said, you know, like murderers, you know, people who cause problems to society, it's, you know, they don't affect you directly in interpersonal ways, so it may be easier to generate compassion for them. But what about for people who may not seem to do horrible things but are in that directly related to you and they basically annoy you, or you find them difficult? How do you generate compassion?
Okay, is this the time for my Italy story? So I didn't, when I was a younger nun, I didn't think I had a problem with anger. Yeah, because I didn't throw things, I didn't scream, you know, I kept it all inside, but I didn't think I had a problem. So then my teacher sent me to work, he had a Dharma center in Italy, and he sent me to work there. And he made me the disciplinarian of the Italian monks. And he also made me the spiritual program director at the same time. So in Italy, the men are very macho. In general, this is general. Not everybody, but just, you know, men. So they didn't want some woman telling them what to do. Yeah, especially some American. So many of them, they made fun of me, they teased me, they, I would work on a project and then they would come in and redo it. And of course I was trying to help the center, but in the eyes of many of these monks, everything I did was wrong. And one of them once said he was going to call my teacher and tell my teacher that I was the worst thing that ever happened to the center. So I was so angry. Oh my goodness. Yeah, because I'm an intelligent woman, and you know, why are they being so disrespectful and treating me like this?
Yeah,
they're just doing this and that and that and that. Oh, I was so angry.
他们在随便做，真的是把我给气坏了。
So I wrote a letter to my teacher and I said, please, may I leave this center and go somewhere else?
那我就马上写信给我的师父说，求求你让我马上可以离开这个中心去别的地方吗？
Yeah, because all these people are making me create negative karma and go to have a bad rebirth. So it's all their fault that if I have a bad rebirth.
因为这些人他们这样使我造是他们的错，他们使我造恶业，然后这样我会轮回恶道，是他们的错，我才会轮回恶道。
So please, can I leave? So my teacher writes back and he said, we'll discuss it. I'll be there in 6 months.
对，那时候我就写信给师父讲，求求你让我离开。然后师父就回信说，我们可以讨论这个问题。当我六个月后到中心的时候，我们才来说。
So finally he came. Finally I got permission to leave. I went back to Nepal and I went to visit my other teacher because my two teachers worked together.
终于是六个月后，他的师傅来了，他终于得到了他的让他离开那个中心，他就回去尼泊尔。然后他那时候有两个师傅，他就去见另外一位师傅。
And so, my other teacher, he knew what had happened. Yeah.
所以他另外一位师傅其实了解他在意大利所遭遇的这个情况。
But he asked me, who's kinder to you?The Buddha, or there was one particular monk who was especially awful to me. So who's kinder, Buddha or that monk? You know, pick a Chinese name.
So 那时候他去见师父的时候，师父就问他，是谁对你的慈心和悲心比较大比较强？是佛陀还是那位因为所以在南众之中有一位法师对师父特别跟他的冲突特别的大，他每次叫他 Sam， 但是我们可以叫他阿明吧，随便一个名字。就是他就问他是谁对你比较慈悲，佛陀还是这个阿明
？And I thought, what kind of question is that? Of course, the Buddha is so much kinder to me than that.
对，那时候他心里就想，这是什么问题嘛？当然是佛陀对我比较慈悲嘛，不是那个笨蛋。
Yeah, and my teacher looked at me and he just shook his head.
那时候他回头了之后，师父就看着他这样，摇头。
Like you don't understand yet, do you?
心里想，哎，你还是不了解到底是什么。
And then he proceeded to explain to me how this monk was kinder to me.Than the Buddha.
对，他就开始向他解释说，其实是对他，那位法师，对他那位刻薄的那位法师，其实比佛陀还慈悲。
Because he said, if you want to become a Buddha, yeah, you have to practice the six perfections, and one of the six perfections is fortitude.
对，那时候他师父就跟他说，你真的要成佛的话，要修六波罗蜜。
So, you need to practice fortitude, and in order to practice it, you need somebody who harms you.
So, if you want to practice fortitude, you need somebody who harms you.
The Buddha, yeah, you don't. The Buddha doesn't harm you, so you can't practice fortitude, which means you're not going to get enlightened if.The Buddha is, you know, the kindest to you.
So, 佛陀对你很好嘛？佛陀没有伤害到你啊。所以这样你就不能修忍辱心。那之后你是怎么成佛呢？所以其实佛陀，其实这位对你刻薄的法师是对你比较慈悲。
And then he said, "This monk is kinder than the Buddha because he gives you the opportunity to practice fortitude and compassion."And all these good qualities that you can't practice if you don't have somebody who's harming you.
就是这位法师给你这个机会修你的慈心、悲心，修你的忍辱，给你进展和修持你自己的善一面的那些本质。
就如果没有这位法师的存在，你是不可能成佛的。就因为这样，他是对你很慈悲。
So of course that was not what I wanted to hear.
当然，当时我是不想听到这种话。
Yeah, I wanted some sympathy. I wanted him to say.Oh yes, I know that monk very well. He's awful.
我是多希望我的师父反而会体会到我会说啊，我对我认识那位法师，他的人格真的是很恶劣。
Then he said, "No, he's more important to you. He's kinder to you than the Buddha."
反而他对我说，这个人比佛陀还比佛陀还重要。这个人对你还比佛陀还慈悲。
And so I now realize that he was, because it was really because of him that I discovered I had a problem with anger. And discovering that I have a problem with anger was a big revelation to me. And it was only by understanding that that I could try and counteract it, apply the Dharma antidotes to the anger.
所以现在回想那个情况，我才发现我的师父的话是真实的。因为我现在才看到，就因为那位法师，我心里才开始察觉到我其实我心里很多嗔恚，其实生气是我一个问题，我才能察觉到，我才可以开始调伏，才可以对治它。没有它，我才有了它，我才会开始转变。
So I have a good teacher, don't I?
我的师父讲得很好。
我常常这么讲。
She says she often says this too.
Ah. So you also have a good teacher.
你们师父也真的很好。She said, not bad. Then she asked, then do we just let that, you know, Sam, let him continue to create negative karma and then we just do our personal practice?
No, compassion doesn't mean that you just let somebody continue to harm other people. That's not compassion.
我师父说不是啊，当我们发真正的菩提心，而不是啊慈悲心，不是说要让其他人继续造恶业啊，为所欲为。
That's,
慈悲心不是这样的修法，
因为对方都没改变，是不断在伤害别人，对不对？那我们自己改变了，对我们自己心改变了，因为他伤害跟我没有关系。可是那个法师就任由他自己继续造业。
So she's just saying, okay, but that person hasn't changed. Yeah, we may have changed and we're doing our practice, but they haven't changed. So do we just let them continue like that?
Yeah.We have to see what our relationship is with them. If it's the kind of relationship where we can bring something up and discuss it with them, then it's very good to do that.
师父说，那就要看我们跟那位法师的关系是怎么样。如果我们的关系到一个地步，是说我们可以坦白的这样跟他们谈话，谈一下所发生的事，那我们有这个机会。就应该抓紧一个机会，让他们跟他们谈。那就要看看我们的关系，
有能力就帮，没有能力就算了。
就是 asking is what you mean like if you have the ability then help and if not then drop it.
Basically yes, unless if we don't have the ability to help, if we know somebody else who has a better relationship with that person.Who that person might listen to, than to tell the other person and see, you know. But you tell them with a compassionate motivation, not because you want to retaliate, and see if the other person maybe can say something to them.
基本上是同意，但是他说也要看，可能有其他人跟这位法师的关系好啊，看能不能找到其他人也是跟他谈一谈他在做的事情的后果。然后，重要的就是要以慈悲的心态去跟他说话，不是说要找机会反驳还是报仇的那种心态去找人去指责他。
我觉得这样说的还是很不够。
为就跟佛陀的慈悲，佛陀所说的慈悲不舍一切众生啊，还是不够的。因为佛陀在《金刚经》里面讲啊，恶王割宰身体啊，他发愿度他啊，你要不舍他，你才有机会亲近他，才有亲近他，才有办法度化他。这是我看法是这样。
Oh, so she's saying that from her perspective, it's not, we can't say just drop it. Because the Buddha said in the Dhammakatha Sutra that we have to connect with all sentient beings and find a way to liberate them in the long run. So
oh, yeah.
We must not give up on a single sentient being.
Right. That, I'm not saying that. To me, drop it doesn't mean that.
Okay. 我是看到佛陀以不舍一切众生，因为这一句不舍一切众生，让我往前面发慈悲心。没有一个众生可以让他漏掉，一个都不能少。
那刚才法师也是说，他的意思，可以说算了，不是说要把它舍掉的意思，他会跟你同意你的想法。I'll just translate what she said. She said, "Wow, for her, how she generates compassion." So I explained what you said, and then her response to herself.How she generates compassion is because of what the Buddha said, I will never leave a single sentient being
behind. Yeah,
definitely. And by
yeah.
thinking of that, then she thinks that she cannot leave a single sentient being out. No matter what, I have to find a way
right.
to connect and with that intention to liberate them.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, I completely agree with her. Yeah. But sometimes we aren't the right person to communicate directly with someone. So we have to create that connection in our heart.Yeah.
所以师父说他完全同意您的说法，但是有时如果我们可能我们不是正确的对象去跟那个人沟通，所以心里还是可以抱着那种我要度他，我心里不要舍弃这个人，但是可能就要找别人去跟他说话。
所以发菩提心就是说爱心耐心对自己没有良心。
Generating bodhicitta is yes, you have to have love, patience, and then you're cutting yourself short. You're selling yourself short,
uh-huh.
giving yourself a hard time.
Yeah.
She's joking.
Yeah. No, I thought when she said drop it, that what she meant was, if I'm still holding any anger or I'm having the wish like I'm going to make him see that he was wrong.You know, to just drop any of that. That's what I thought she was meaning.
So she agrees with the clarification
yeah. okay.
that you're letting go of the anger but you're not giving up on the person.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because otherwise, sometimes we say, well, I forgive them, I have compassion, but I want them to see how much they harmed me and how mean they were.
Yeah. 有时我们心里会想，口头上说，我已经原谅他了。我心里不对他有什么感情，不生气了，但是心里还是在想，我是很希望他会了解，他给我受了多么多苦。
That's what we should drop.
应该放下的是放下这种想法。
可是我心里会很难过，可是我又看到这种结果之后，我又不知道怎么，我那么无能为力，可是我要怎么安抚我的心？
So often think outside of the road, she sees a lot of roadkill, and then she it's like crabs or frogs in the rain, and she'll take them off the road and bury them. Mm-hmm. But and she feels very helpless when that happens. Mm-hmm. So she's asking, how can she calm her own mind? She feels a lot of personal distress.
Yeah. It's very good to say some mantra and then blow on them. And, you know, say Namo Amitabha or Namo Kwanshin Pusa or Manatimi Hum many, many times and then blow on them, you know. And that that can help them. So that's one thing to do.
So,
and second thing is to really make prayers that in a future life, you know, may you meet them and may your Dharma practice be stronger in that future life. May they take a rebirth where they're receptive to the Dharma. And in future lives, may you help them in the Dharma.
那第二件事你可以发愿还是回向说在来世希望他们可以得到享满人生有机会接触到佛法还是当他们有人生的时候你自己的修行也会到比较坚固的地步可以利益他们就这样回向这样发愿
Because some sentient beings, it's difficult to help this life, but we can make that karma connection with them so that in future lives we can be a benefit.
So,